advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Man, that's two episodes. Those are some fucking solid-ass buildings.
Yeah.
I have to say. They were fucking crisp and clean.
No caffeine.
Oh, they had caffeine. They were fucking hyper. What do you think?
Switch out your bell.
Did you?
No.
Fucking clean.
That's the one you said quit, yeah.
It's working good.
It is. Maybe someone gave us a replacement bell.
I thought we got a new bell.
It's a backup bell, but you could have your own bell again since Brad broke yours.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes it a backup bell. It makes it a bell.
Makes it your bell?
Like, once there's a fourth bell?
Yeah, I don't think it's a backup bell, yeah, Brett. It's my fucking bell.
A fourth bell becomes a backup bell. A third bell becomes we all have a bell.
Seems like this energy is aimed at me, and I am not the one that threw your bell, Dave. I did not throw your bell.
No, but you're the one who said it was a backup bell, minimalizing the importance of me having a bell.
Yeah.
Wow. Wish I could be saved by the bell right now, sir. Yeah. a lot of anger coming my way.
It's crisp and clean.
And no caffeine.
I was still going. You stopped it. You should let that ring all the way out.
Yeah. I know. That's full body. That's a full body bell right there.
You're going to become a connoisseur of bells. Now, this is a Belgian bell.
I'm just saying, a Belgian bell. Rings for 3 minutes.
Made of a sand mold. There's only one in existence like this. Only the finest brass.
Did you guys?
The tinger is made of solid gold.
That's too soft.
Did you hear about the meat foot?
Every grocery store. The meat foot?
That's right.
All feet are made of meat, sir.
No.
Mokabadaya. Mokabadaya is made of chocolate. That's
all
chocolate
feet
foot.
Are not consumed by human beings.
Pig feet?
What are you talking about?
A human being
crushed
his foot in an accident.
Okay.
And when the doctor said, we have to amputate it, he filled out the paperwork.
To keep it?
To keep it for religious purposes.
Okay. Oh,
so the doctor cut off his foot, put it on dry ice, gave it to him. He took it home. A friend of his was a chef.
Get the fuck out of here. This was in Japan, right?
In fucking America. And he invited 11 of his closest friends over to eat tacos made, like street tacos made of his foot. They all knew. Like, they didn't know what the...
His gangrenous smashed foot.
Like, they you touch the top of my foot, it's fucking bone under skin. There's
this
no
guy
meat,
was
really.
Fat.
Well, it goes up. I mean, it went up.
Part of his leg.
Yeah.
Oof.
And it shows like X-rays of it. It shows the cut, the raw meat. It shows the
it was like the motorcycle
meat.
Accident hanging out of your
He had like anklet tacos.
Yeah, and they knew they were eating him, but they didn't know what the menu would be. One of the 11 said, "You're out of your fucking mind." The other 10 all showed up. The chef prepared it in a wonderful salsa.
Wow, what
and
great all this friends! Stuff. One and out of 11 declined.
They all ate his foot.
Oof.
Man.
Feet are gross. Yeah. I don't have any interest in doing that.
I'm not
his arm
into
on
that.
The other hand. Yeah, I would have tried that maybe.
Yeah, I'm not into that
I don't
at all.
Think so, yeah. I don't know why that grosses me out so bad.
Because it's fucking gross?
I know, but it's like extra fucking gross. Like, I would imagine eating horrible things before his foot, honestly.
No, how, like, you're not, like, the skin was removed. It was just the muscle tissue.
Like, I would eat donkey balls before I would eat that guy's fucking foot, I think.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. If you fucking ground them up, made tacos for me, I was like, these are donkey ball tacos. It's a delicacy in Peru. I'd be like, I'm going to try it. But dude's fucking foot? Gross.
Yeah, monkey brains.
So if it was his ass or if it was his arm.
I think it's the human aspect of it that's gross.
Well, no. Yes. I thought it was
what
the foot
aspect.
What
if it's a aspect. Woman, though?
Oh, that's hot.
It's different. Just saying.
I was just clarifying that it was the human aspect, the foot aspect.
Yeah, I like my woman leg served with the garter, like partially up the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Just cooked and roasted in a nice Nice sauce. Yeah,
donkey balls first.
Yeah. I'd say I'll post a link in the show notes.
Yeah, I'm not eating donkey balls either.
I'm not posting it.
Where does human meat fall in your hierarchy?
Well, no, he already said he would eat humans over animals.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I still have no desire to do it.
In a forced situation, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, forced.
Really? Because last week I was in trouble when my friends looked like chicken legs on the raft.
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that was just a weird go-to quick response you had.
You can get all wishy-washy on the cannibalism topic.
It's all about what's happening.
Yes.
You know, it has to be a certain situation that's
as I described.
Anyway, we have a whiskey.
For situation.
We haven't drank it yet.
It is another Kirkland.
We got the whole Kirkland bar here.
The
we might have all the Kirklands. Yeah. So Kirkland, if you don't know, is a Costco brand. If you're not in the United States, it's a giant fucking warehouse where you can like get your glasses prescription, your big screen TV.
And the shit's like award winning. Like this one has a fucking 90 points on the fucking whiskey tasting.
Oh, it does
shit.
Actually. Yeah. Who just won? Someone weird won. Oh, Aldi, the grocery store, just won like the fucking whiskey championship of the world.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. They have a fucking, and you can't
Who's
get it.
Who's tasting it? Who's tasting this whiskey? Us?
Right. Like, no, I like the Aldi.
This one's not spicy. This one's great. I like it.
Apparently, I like the Texas Walker.
Yeah.
It's a 12-year called Highland something, and it's a 12-year, and it's from that fucking grocery store, Aldi's. But it's not available in the United States, nor could you get it because now it's in crazy
Aldi's?
High demand. Yeah. And it's only like $15 a bottle or
something.
Do we
even have Aldi's?
No. I think we do have an Aldi's now.
We do. We have multiples.
On a
Panama.
Nuts.
Oh.
All right.
Brad got China.
Billy laughed.
Dang it. I said China is too early. Speaking of China, dang it.
Just
remember I said that.
Well, we're going to get to China eyes today.
But
it's happening.
This is Kirkland.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of China eyes to talk about.
Distilled and matured in Scotland, blended Scotch whiskey. And as we stated before, all these Kirkland brand whiskeys.
I'm not going to like this one.
Are like actually really good whiskeys that just get white labeled.
Right.
Yeah. But Brad smelled.
No, I think we should have drank this one before.
This one has. So this is blended Scotch, and I usually like blended Scotch.
It's a very grain smell to it.
It has that tequila-y Respirado smell.
It's super smooth, though, as always with the Kirkland stuff thus far.
Well, I take it back.
Pretty good, but there is a...
I don't like the smell, but...
There's a weird grainy...
There is.
Not, it does. It's
and
because
I don't mean
it's,
I think.
Yeah,
I think here's the thing. I think it's...
It's because it's not single malt.
I think it's going for the flavor profile... I think it's going for the flavor profile of Johnny Walker Red, which I don't like.
No.
I thought about you the other day because it was so cheap. I was like, I've never had Red, but Dave said it sucks.
Don't drink
it. I wouldn't let myself buy it. It was like $15.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't like bourbon.
I didn't read this.
He doesn't like bourbon, but he likes bourbon.
It
only certain bourbons.
The aged malt and grain whiskey. Like that's their first part of the primary description. So slightly sweet, malty taste. Maybe that's the word I'm looking
malty
for.
And malty and grainy. Yeah. That's the malt. I don't like the smell of it, but actually it doesn't have the taste of it.
It was really smooth.
And it's not all smooth. It's not all. Yeah. I give it a 3 out of 5 spices.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a warm winter if we need it to be, or if we ever break up.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm not picky. We'll just separate the numbers of the bottles.
I'm taking the burn side.
I know you guys care. I don't care. I just want an even number of the bottles.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5 big screen TVs.
It's pretty good. Oh, overall taste, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 what?
Socks.
On smoothness, I give it 4 poppy seed muffins.
Mm. Yeah. Nice.
So you have to use your favorite Costco item to describe the Kirkland whiskey. Yeah. Dude, those poppy seed muffins.
Oh, smoothness, I'm 4 out of 5 bunch of bananas.
If poppy seed muffins gave you a 6-pack, I would be shredded. I would eat those fuckers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with butter on them.
I like the double chocolate muffins.
Nah, see, I don't like those ones. That was always a leftover. Like you know how it comes in the row?
Yep.
It's like the poppy seed, the blueberry, and the chocolate.
I don't buy the poppy seeds.
I would buy the whole rack of poppy seeds. I didn't want the other ones. Even though I wanted the blueberry, I didn't want it because it came with the chocolate.
Bond's muffins are the best.
Next to Costco, are you sure?
No. Yes.
You've had both. I haven't had both.
Yes.
Are they as big as Costco muffins?
No. And they're more expensive, and they're fucking way better.
Dude, I don't know. Those Costco poppy seed ones, I have this thing. I cut it in half, then cut it in half, then I spread it and put butter in that section, spread it the other way. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those little things that kids used to fold and had the numbers in it.
Vaughn's Muffins.
I make one of those.
Vaughn's Muffins make.
Like 20 seconds in the microwave, and it's just steaming fucking butter and poppy seed. I can feel it in my mouth right
Vaughn's
now.
Vaughn's Muffins make Costco muffins taste like Hostess. Garbage.
I thought you love Hostess.
No. Whatever. I eat it because it's there.
I eat this garbage.
It's fucking horrible. No, I'm just saying, as comparison,
right,
there are better donuts. You'll eat the Hostess donuts, but there are way better donuts.
I don't know, man. I'll have to try when I'm on a cheat day or something. But those Costco muffins, that's, I haven't had them a long fucking time, but they're good.
Anyway. So I have a... So, question.
Yes.
We have a question. Okay. Just the Worst Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Has asked... So what is Just the Worst Podcast? Patty Larson, Petty Larson, he was on here.
Yes.
On the show.
Old Vajankles.
Old Vajankles. They are wrinkly, aren't they?
Chap lips. Yeah.
Mm.
Those lips.
Smooth hands. So what is Just the Worst Podcast? It's two girls talking about things.
All cats are gray in the dark.
This is their description. Yeah. It's two girls talking about things. Some of the worst things, like why women keep the sperm of their exes.
Right.
So, she asked the question, sometimes we like to pretend we are gay and pick our favorite person. We want to eat food out of their belly button. If you were to have to pick, who would it be?
Whose belly button?
I don't know. It said,
you have these tricky questions that infer things and cause me to, like, I end up eating fucking shit out of someone's belly button.
That's not my question, Brent. This is Patty's question.
So are we supposed to pick a guy whose belly button will eat
something? This is the question. Sometimes we like to pretend we are gay and pick our favorite person. We want to eat the food out of their belly button. If you have to pick, who would it be?
Natalie Portman.
Okay, that's acceptable. It doesn't say.
I understand that. I got it now. I figured it out. I see what's happening. Mr. Brainwash over here. I know what's going on.
I'm fucked. I had an end of Ghostbusters Stay Puft Marshmallow moment in my brain. Oh, like, as soon as
you have to say it now, first thing that popped in your head.
Go. I'll say mine. I'll say mine. And the thing is, I already answered this ahead of time. And the first thing that popped in my head wasn't my answer. So I'm just going to say it. Go, Dave.
Bette Midler.
Wow.
Bette Midler.
Exactly.
Is it Medler?
I thought Bette Midler.
Why?
And I have no fucking idea.
I'm a wind beneath my wings, like Bette Midler?
Exactly. Yeah. But and now I'm like trying, and then I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. Let me think of somebody else. Bette Midler. Bette Midler. Bette Midler. Like, I was fucking stuck with Stay Puft Marshmallow.
I mean, it was that or Carrot Top, really. You know, it was Bette
Midler. There was no one else on the list other than Bette Midler. I have no idea why.
Maybe you wanted Betty White. You were trying to go for that. No, Bette Midler. That's such an obscure reference. Yeah. No impact in cultural. She's off the radar. She's still alive.
Well, then why is mine Terry Crews?
Because that's awesome.
That is awesome.
I think it would be comical.
He'd be cool with it. He'd say some funny shit.
Yeah. He'd like, as I'm nibbling the grapes out of his belly button, he'd be fucking flexing his pecs. Yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And singing the Old Spice song.
I wasn't falling for they like to pretend to be gay again.
I didn't write the question.
I figured it out. I know. I know. They were trying to be tricky and use that old tactic against me. Who did I pick?
I don't know why you think there's a
conspiracy. Me.
I don't. He thinks there's a conspiracy against him about having to pick gay people.
I think everything's a conspiracy.
The question didn't say anything about being gay.
It did. They like
to be gay. It didn't say anything about
that. It said they like to pretend they're gay and pick their favorite person to want to eat food of. If you were.
It was a mentalist thing. Pick, it was a mentalist technique.
Who would it be?
What was?
Who did I pick last time? What gay thing did I say last time?
I don't know. That's what you thought. I just said Terry Crews, and I knew that you didn't have to pretend you were gay. But I wanted to fill their shoes.
Yeah.
Which weren't hard, like size 8 women's or whatever they wear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Smooth hands.
So you take that same person, Natalie Portman, and you perform the Betty Ruxpin. What does that look like?
you have to drug them, and then you move their chin to pretend like they're talking dirty to you, and then you pull what's called a Cosby, which is going to be really controversial.
I
fucked myself. We get 37 emails for that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I was at Target the other day. I posted this on my Instagram. I was at Target the other day, and as soon as I walked in the door, there was a big rack of Zima.
Oh, nice.
It's like, what garbage. The fuck is going
on? That's popular
on?
Again.
And then I walked
Skittles
around.
Skittles on the clip strip.
And I walked into the, I walked past the toy section, and right on the edge of the toy section were giant Barney dolls and a Teddy Ruxpin. And I'm thinking, did I just fucking time travel to like
yeah. had a real Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then out walks Jesus. Yeah. Fucking darndest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have done better with that.
That's okay.
I'm in trouble for sure. Could have just sat in my lap and I puppeteered her first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. The whole drugging thing was. Yeah. 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 You didn't have to go that route, but you did. Know. You took it there.
There's the only way to make them like a puppet, like the dead puppet thing where they're mechanically talking. I mean, man. How about they were willing before I they wanted to do this?
This is digging the whole thing.
Does anyone have a shovel I can borrow?
You could have just changed the subject by now.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. No, change the subject doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah, it's all going to lead back to
this
drugging
is proof
women.
We don't edit our show. So
yeah.
Just go ahead and restack my notes and regroup.
Oh, man.
So who's our monthly hoo-ha?
Oh, for the Sculpt Member of the Month?
Yes.
Oh, still that June. That old bitch?
Still June. It's not June. It's the month of June.
Right.
And it's Michelle Campbell.
I really think we should get trophies.
Apparently, she lives the life of secrecy. Mm-hmm. Her family knows nothing about it. She works in food porn. Loves every minute of it, she says.
I knew she looked familiar.
Her current favorite is corn on the knob.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. I like the butter, but the problem is the little fucking stabby things. I've just never been able to adjust to that. Yeah. That shit's painful.
Some people like it. Some people like it. Some people hang themselves with hooks from their dick.
Yeah, it just depends on how much curvature you have during erection if you can pull off the fucking stabby corn cob holders.
Yeah. How do you prepare? How do you like your corn on the cob?
Oh, that's easy.
Butter, salt, and do I do pepper? No, I had a corn on the cob a long
butter
time.
Butter and salt.
Yeah.
Sweet corn.
As opposed to what? Yeah, like you have like mayonnaise and fucking chili powder. Like you go Mexican corn.
That's corn, man. That's
corn. I do, but I either do just salt.
I don't own chili powder.
I either do just salt or I do. Well, no, I don't do chili powder. What I do,
is I'll get
the.
Actually.
And they actually make really good vegan mayonnaise. They make really good vegan Parmesan cheese. I have the whole setup, except you don't need chili powder because you just hit it with fucking El Yucateco. And it's unbelievable.
I think your dispersal method is always my issue with the El Yucateco. Like, it's not going to be even. You're going to get fucking, man, that would be some hot lips. Because the trick with El Yucateco is getting it in your mouth.
Mix it up in the mayo. Mix it in the mayo.
I don't want the mayo on my corn.
So good. Like, my roommate, Alvaro, used to fucking eat it, and we would talk mad shit. Because it looked so gross to take a piece of corn on the cob, cover it in butter, cover it in mayo,
it
cover
like
it in
money shot corn,
cheese,
yeah.
And then hit it with fucking chili powder. I was like, that's a fucking train wreck. And then when I finally ate it years later, I was like, okay, Alvaro,
I respect, owe you an apology. Yeah, I respect corn too much to put mayonnaise on it. It's just butter and salt, fucking good like that. Like,
right.
That is good.
I don't have corn on the cob that often. Let's go to like the fair or something. That's the one
I've been getting.
Happen.
So Walmart, I know Dave won't go to Walmart, but Walmart had some sad ass looking corn. Mm-hmm. It was like 15 cents an ear. And I was like, fuck it, I'm there.
You go to Walmart a lot.
It's right down the street.
Yeah. That's your grocery store?
No.
Oh.
I just go there for certain things. They do have some good little steaks there. That's what I was saying. They have these little New Yorks that are fucking good for whatever reason. Like I could go anywhere else.
I never
else,
go to Walmart.
Good.
I never.
So I picked up some of the corn. It was fucking delicious. Yeah. Like I was like, I was expecting it to be garbage because Walmart's produce is horrible. It is the worst.
I was just curious how the corn on the cob went. We're not in alignment.
I think that,
no, we're not.
Speaking of the El Yucateco thing,
I'd rather put bean dip on the corn.
I really think that, that they should make like, I mean, I'm almost going to just do it. I keep saying I'm going to do it.
No, you're not.
I literally want to just buy squirt bottles and mix ranch and every flavor of El Yucateco and try it. Just like 50-50 or figure it out. And or one bottle to whatever. But I think mayonnaise might be a fucking good one too. If somehow you could put triple X in a jar of mayonnaise.
Make a sandwich.
Mix it and put it back. Yep. And you would have fucking habanero mayonnaise. That's probably fucking killer, dude.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I bet that shit's good.
Yeah. Put it on cheese. Yeah. Make some cheese.
Or if you made cheese.
Yeah,
was
made
fucking,
cheese like. Yeah.
How long does it take to make cheese, though?
I have no idea.
I'm out. That's it. Thinking about it took too long.
I'm Amish.
Yeah. It's not happening.
Anyway.
Mayonnaise I can handle. I'll just mix that shit and pour it back.
Yeah.
Or transfer it over when my other jar is almost out. There's probably some expiration problems that go with that. Mayonnaise lasts forever, though. ages.
It does.
Yeah. I don't think it goes bad. When does it go bad? Next year?
It's not. It's made out of oil.
Yeah. You can't eat mayonnaise slow enough for it to go bad.
No.
There's eggs in there.
You can leave it out.
No, there's not eggs.
Oh, that shit gets weird. You have to be careful with, like, there's a couple things like that. Like, just the car ride in Bakersfield from the grocery store home.
Your food will rot.
I've had shit go weird.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I bought a salsa at fucking...
Salsa. I bought a salsa at Home Depot.
Yeah. I don't know why that came out like
it
that.
It went bad on the way home.
It went bad on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah. The battery just died. No, I went to Vallarta and got their stuff. Like, have avocado salsa. Mm-hmm. And I got home and it was fucking weird because it didn't stay at temp in my fucking car by the time I got home.
Right.
It was weird. I was like, God damn it. Yeah.
That stuff was weird though. That stuff, that's especially
there was a fucking
volatile
thing that popped up on my phone that said that Bangkok, Thailand was the hottest, one of the hottest cities in the world because it reaches 90 degrees Fahrenheit. What the fuck is this shit? Like, it's 100 and fuck off in here. Like, it's 110 here. What are they talking about, Thailand? It has to be hotter than that. They said 32 Celsius, a.k.a. 90 degrees. Maybe their conversion was wrong. But I know 37 is 98.6. So.
What's he talking about?
It's my favorite radio station. What are you talking about? Log on to 98.6.
Bangkok. Speaking of Bangkok, Thailand.
Yeah.
Their China eyes.
Yeah, their eyes are shaped like this.
Eastern lightning. So
he's fast.
I'm gonna fight Dave on this.
We ran into Eastern Lightning.
I was going to
let's do it. The what was our last horrible cult? Family,
Children of God.
Children of God cult. Doing the research, someone, like, a couple of articles kept saying it's very similar to Eastern Lightning because of their flirty fishing.
Right.
You get women to have sex with potential people and then loop them into the quote unquote church. And I was like, I've never heard of Eastern Lightning before. So I started looking into it, and it's a pretty massive operation, and it's a very unique cult. It's very,
I think,
strange.
Sex sells and it's fair. I don't see any problem with it.
It does.
I think if Carl's Jr. can have, like, a hot chick with fucking, like, secret sauce dripping down her fucking bra and shit, washing a car with a burger in her hand, all half naked and Daisy Dukes, and they sell me a cheeseburger second that cult way, that's slowly killing me, really. Really, that's harmful to me.
That's true.
Yeah. Most likely the religion would be, like, at least a moral value in my life.
Why don't we do that? That should be a thing for Jihadism.
Yeah.
For this cult.
But it's us and Daisy Dukes washing the car.
No. It doesn't work like that.
No, it does not work like that.
You don't want to do Daisy Dukes?
He thought about it too. He's like,
no, I'm just picturing the effects of it, and it will not do what we think it was supposed to do.
Yeah. I think that that might sell better than you think, regardless of how we feel about our our body shaming.
Will not do what you think it will do.
I fucking think it will.
It's all about, about attitude. Yeah
you have to own it. If you owned it, it would.
I'm not going with this right now, Dave, but I'm just saying it is all about attitude, but that's not the image I want to portray.
Yeah.
See?
What do you want? A hot chick with a microphone?
No, I don't know.
Pouring whiskey down her chest?
No, just El Yucateco.
Oof, dangerous though.
Nipply drips.
That's a straight line to Hotsville, Kentucky.
It is.
Yeah, that's fucking down there. That's going to hit the belly button for a second
and
stop.
What I'm saying. That's
but it's going to be trouble real fast.
Everybody's like, ooh, that's hot. They'll be wiping their brow like Dave.
So here's the thing with Eastern Lightning, and I texted Brad and Brent once I started doing research on this, because I normally don't start with Wikipedia. Normally Wikipedia is several sources in, but Wikipedia had a pretty solid thing, and everything else was articles that were a little bit shorter. So I thought I'm going to start with Wikipedia to get my footing. And I read through the whole Wikipedia article, and I was like, wow, these guys, like, everything on the Wikipedia article was like, you know, some people allege that the cult does this crazy thing that we'll talk about. And then immediately it would say, however, it turns out that there were other churches in China that are trying to besmirch their name, and that wasn't really something that they did. And then it would say, some people said that they murdered someone. However, it wasn't really a member of the church. It was this subsect. And it was like everything was just, like, countered and tempered. And it wasn't like any of it was pro Eastern Lightning, but everything negative about it was immediately countered. Exactly. Very well done.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I guess this isn't a very good topic, because it looks like it looks like a bunch of people are just misinformed about
it's
what this
already
group does.
Being debunked.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I read another article, I was like, oh, no. Fuck these guys. They're fucking murderers and kidnappers and they fucking mutilate people. And it was like, and I've never, and like every other article I read was just balls out. These people are horrible. And the Wikipedia was just real. Like they got to their own Wikipedia.
I'm
page,
curious
is
to
what
see
it comes down
yeah,
to.
What all you found just because like I had to look at it like very objectively of, you know, we do the whole don't trust the government mm-hmm. thing. Like, obviously, this is especially in a communist, like, super strict, like, anti-Christian movement, mm-hmm. anti-religion type of environment. If we know that our own government in a free country, I did quotations in the right. air,
yes.
in a free country, would do any type of, like, government disinformation to smear campaign, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Besmirch.
To besmirch like someone's image. Absolutely, China would do that yeah. shit, right? So I have to always, I'm keeping that over here. It's like, okay, McDonald's, okay, gouging on eyes, okay, kidnapping 35 priests, fucking all the crazy shit. But I'm like, but
what if
their media is state-owned, state-controlled?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out
100%.
From what outlets do we get all of our information?
From China.
And from what outlets, yeah, from China. And what outlets do the people get it? Even Vice, even CNN, 100%. Telegraph. Like, I read those articles, too. So I read it from the Wikipedia. I read the Vice articles. I read the CNN articles. I read both sides.
Did you guys find, because I didn't, and obviously I'm sure Dave went deeper than I did, like he does in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's like a radio edit.
But did you find somebody who actually went in and mingled with the cult?
No.
Talked about them. Yeah.
No.
So that's where it's going to be this line.
But the thing is though, like the one Vice reporter, Michael, so I don't know. I have his name somewhere in my notes.
No, I got to work here anymore.
He was in China. He was trying to interview people. He was trying to get as close to the cult as he could. And he was flat out told by everyone.
I saw Tim Hume for Vice.
There's another guy, though,
yeah,
too.
There's
Tim Hume
Vice
wrote one.
Yeah.
There was another article. But the guy was like trying to get to people who left the church. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I'm not talking to you. They'll kill me.
Yeah.
And it was, he was trying to get to the bottom of it. And the only people he could talk to were... The only people that you could get reliable information from were people who no longer lived in China or from Christians from America who were over there doing stuff and got fucked with by Eastern right. Lightning and they weren't in China anymore. So I'm with you because that was one of the things that I started with was once, and again, the article didn't say as much about what China was doing to Christians as other sources did, but I looked at some other stuff and there was a massive anti-Christian push in China.
Because China had some shit, I can't remember the name of it right now, like in the 1800s, yeah. that 20 million people died yeah. over some guy that thought he was Jesus's little brother or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
yeah.
Like, obviously they're going to be like, let's not do that again. And they're right. going to try to fucking dampen this fucking movement.
Right.
But all they're doing is perpetuating it mm-hmm. by pushing it underground because it's making it kind of obscure to where innocent people who are looking to love Jesus real hard don't know which Jesus they're loving. And then it's too late.
Right.
6 months in, they're like, oh shit, now I'm flirty fishing.
Well, right. and from what I came up with too, that there's different sects.
Right. And that's going to happen. And that's part of the problem that I had with someone like that'll be the McDonald's argument and whatnot. It's like, is this really representative of the church as a whole? Obviously, with all the cults, when you go to interview them from 60 Minutes, they're like, we denounced them. They weren't really part of the church
right.
after they fucked all their kids. Like, yeah, that was a one yeah. free, that was a radical or whatever. You know, it's not.
Yeah, because you have the main part of the cult, which goes as a Chinese word I can't pronounce, but it means Almighty God.
Right.
And then you have the Christian section of it, which is Eastern Lightning.
Well, Eastern Lightning is derived from an excerpt from the Bible. It's
right.
Matthew 24:27, and it says, "For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth," I don't know what
shineth.
Shine. Oh, that's a shineth. Oh, my microphone's half my face. Shineth
your Bible
even into
sucks.
Yeah into the west. So shall all the coming of the sons of man. It sounds sexual to me. Either way, I read
yeah,
that. I read
yeah.
it several times. It just
yeah.
sounds sexual. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, except for that. They're going to come from
well,
the
it's
east.
Come from the east, and they're going
to. I always face
show
the
to
east
the west,
when I come.
Yeah.
I finish from the bottom of the bed towards the headboard, and my bed faces east. Yeah, I call that the Matthew 24:27.
Yeah.
You master pray.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, but that's where that Easter, that's where the Eastern Lightning thing comes from. Yeah. They actually call themselves the Church of Almighty God.
Yeah. Right.
That is their actual name.
And we'll get into why that's the case as we get into to their belief systems. But the, so the part of the thing, it goes into the fact that the Chinese background. So in the 1960s, there was the Cultural Revolution that sort of set the stage for modern China. And they tried to eliminate what they called the four olds. And it was the old customs, old culture, old habits, and old ideas. And they were trying to basically reinvent the Chinese state to become basically what it is today, like the fucking massive economic powerhouse that it is today. And they had what they called Red Guard brigades that would go around and lock up Christians, shut them down. So it reached a point where the Christian churches all became what they called house churches. So if you were a Christian in most areas of China,
got a hint from history of like the persecution of Christians, just fucking, it's like giving gremlins food after fucking midnight, water on them shit. It doesn't work out.
So they were sent to, Christians were sent to labor camps. They were sent for re-education. So there weren't any churches. They had house churches. So pastors would have a small congregation. They would meet at someone's house. They would do stuff. But again, part of the repression from the Chinese government was the destruction of all Bibles, of all Christian writing, et cetera. So even as Christianity was still spreading in, you know, a fifth of the population of Earth, which is China, there aren't any Bibles. So now it's becoming a little bit weird and twisted because people are trying to refer to biblical passages, but no one has Bibles. And that's going to fucking be a really bad game of telephone really quick.
What is the population of China? I have no idea. I feel stupid. But I looked at it and I saw numbers ranging for the Christian representation of the population ranging from 23 million to another number that said 70 million because they said they can't really count it because of the house church thing of being underground. Right. 70 million?
The other thing,
how many people are in China?
Hey, they remember,
fucking march across the ocean to stomp on old people.
They have the million man army.
Probably close to a billion, I would guess.
Well, you remember when we did the college episode about college, the college preppers episode way back?
Mm-hmm.
And we watched, I watched that documentary about, you know, how college is a fraud pretty much, you know? And, but it said for every one unique person in the United States, there's 13 million just like that person in China.
That like, can't be right.
That's the statistic. So it's, I mean, whether it's off a little bit or not, that's what it was. And I was like,
are you sure?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Well, we have a crazy number.
As of
700 million here.
300 million here. As of
300 million.
As of 2016, there was basically 1.4 billion in China. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They could literally do the ant thing. They could just fucking form a land.
And there's seven. There's roughly 7 billion people in the world, and they're a huge portion of that.
I'm gonna find out how tall the average person from China is, and what is the actual distance in miles converted to feet, and see if they could like end to end doggy paddle, put their feet up with fucking floaties on, and make a land bridge. I think they absolutely could and march across. I'm pretty sure
they probably could.
Yeah. Probably
no.
They probably make all the Yeti coolers, too. Like they could just float across with them.
They probably have enough Jackie Chans to do that. Like they're all the same.
That's true.
I bet that stat works out.
And they won't get any water in their eyes.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of eyes, remember Brad's friend got China eyes?
Yeah.
That comes into play.
That's my fucking cousin.
It does come into play.
And it's legit.
So
got China eyes.
Out of this repressed sort of Christian background, a group called the Shouters comes up.
Right.
And I was having a hard time figuring out. They said that they called them the Shouters because they would shout prayers. All right.
I think it's soapbox. Like prayer. A soapbox evangelist.
Yeah, but when you're getting arrested and re-educated for being a Christian, you're going to fucking go out in public and shout your shit.
It was like should have been called the Whisperers. Excuse me. Have you found Jesus? No. I mean, we have free rice.
Come back here. We have Chanel. We have Coco. We have Jesus. So the Shouters were run by a person, great names, named Witness Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And Witness Lee.
Can I get a Witness Lee?
No, it's Bruce Lee's cousin, Witness Lee.
Yeah, that's right.
Witness Lee Houston.
I was going for Whitney Houston. I was going next.
You're not quick enough today.
Puff, give.
You're not quick enough today.
Joke, give.
So Witness Lee.
Joke, give.
Ends up. There's a weird connection. He ends up being a preacher and other preachers listen to him. And from this, we have an offshoot of a woman named, I'm not going to pronounce her name right, Yang Zhang Bin, who was born in 1973.
That's probably pretty close, really.
And they call her Lightning Dang.
Oh, that's what they call me.
Is it? So,
like, kung fu powers, the lion's roar.
Yeah.
What movie is that where they fucking play the instruments and it throws all the fucking sound waves?
That,
and the old Chinese lady has the lion's yell.
Yeah, that's
Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle.
Is it Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
So Lightning Ding, it turns out, is second coming of Christ.
Oh, she is the lady that lives in New York?
Yes.
I thought she was unidentified. No one knew her name and third party.
They couldn't pronounce her name. There's different things.
Oh.
Lightning Ding.
It was like the Tetragrammaton. Yeah.
No, all the researchers who have looked into it basically say this is the person.
Right.
And so
they can find this person, but they can't find Banksy.
That's right.
Or Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, or Osama.
Well, no, at the end of the day, the reason that they think it's her is because there's another guy, a former physics teacher named Zhao Weishan, who is sort of the de facto leader of the Eastern Lightning. And he and this woman ended up, they run the church together.
He's the assistant to the assistant manager.
That's right.
He does all the administrative functions of the church.
So she's
has to clean the cages, though.
She's the reincarnation of the Almighty God, and he's the head priest who spreads the word of Almighty God through
he's the top bitch.
Lightning Ding.
Bottom bitch. Bottom bitch, top bitch. How's that work?
Lightning Ding.
I don't know.
I can't remember. What was the prostitute thing? It's my bottom bitch, my top bitch.
What?
I don't remember
what
that.
What are you talking about?
When the pimp, he has his bottom bitch or his top bitch. Whoever the pimp tells to do all the shit for the other, for all the hookers. You don't remember? Bottom bitch, top bitch?
I don't know. If you ask again, we probably still won't know.
Ask again.
You want to buy some rice? Have you found Jesus? I'm a shouter.
We have bread rolls in the back next to the holy water.
We make fake cabbage out of food coloring and plastic.
Oh, yes. We make Jesus watermelons.
That shit's amazing. They make fake grapes and eggs and shit over there. That's
so
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah.
Counterfeit food.
Yeah.
Bread. Opportunity cost is different. That's an economics term for those that don't know. They have enough time on their hands to make fake grapes and it's worth their while.
We have bread in the shape of crosses.
They make bread out of cardboard boxes in the alley that looks just like Hawaiian rolls.
We have Jesus.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they sell it to people and pull it off and then just fucking, they're not at the market next week.
Right.
So they don't get caught.
Jesus grapes.
Yeah. Jesus grapes. Jesus scrapes his knees.
And Jesus.
When he's giving blowjobs. Here, someone else hold the shovel. I keep fucking up.
We also have Jesus grapes for the fringe. Lightning Ding is not amused.
Grapes are just thin pancakes. That's bullshit.
So he becomes the head priest of the Church of the Almighty God. And the ultimate idea, I'm trying to get to the idea.
Physics
that
teacher. He should have known better than to love Jesus so hard.
So they have.
How come every one of these cults, the one person thinks that they are the God or the reincarnation of God or.
Well, this one is a little bit unique because the main person benefiting from the cult doesn't claim he's Jesus.
No.
It's just that the woman is Jesus. And he's the only one that she'll talk to.
Yeah. She's not even alive.
Where did Golden Child take place at?
This shit.
Is this the lizard dragon lady behind the curtain?
It is.
Yes.
Seems like it. It could be.
See, and that's what makes our cult different is we're not claiming to be the prophets or that we are somebody to worship. We just know the path.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's why people like to follow it.
The research that came out on this woman is that she suffered a mental breakdown after failing the National College entrance examination.
She had a stroke.
Yeah. So
stroke of genius.
Exactly.
Started a cult.
So they start to
stroke of Jesus.
They start to spread and they start to basically get into the house churches. And one by one, they start to assimilate all the house churches to start to unify them into this one sort of mindset.
It's a different strokes.
Right. That's right.
Of genius.
And the Chinese government finally starts to crack down on them more big time. And the two of them, Lightning Dang and the head priest, end up coming to America.
It's a kung fu movie.
It is. They move to New York City. They work at a restaurant called McDowell's.
They get a jacuzzi in their room, I heard.
That's right.
Spa.
They end up coming to America. They do go to New York. They seek political asylum. They get granted political asylum, and they run the church from New York and San Francisco, and the Chinese can't stop them at this point.
Because several other leaders that stay in China get arrested, and one of them dies.
And while this was happening, like tons of the members, because keep in mind, again, we're dealing with China scale, and the estimates from the Chinese government are that it's upwards of 4 million members in this cult. Wow. And to me, the Chinese government would want to downplay the size of it, not exaggerate it.
Right.
So if the Chinese government is trying to suppress them and keep them down and they're saying 4 million, I have to wonder, is it a much larger group than 4 million?
It might be because there's probably a lot of people they don't know about. Right.
That's the problem with things that are underground like that. You just don't know.
Right. And as they start to crack down on the leaders, they flee not just to America, but they go all over the place. So now this church is international and there's millions of people all over the world who follow the female Jesus and Lightning Dang. But so part of what they do is part of their beliefs. They believe the Eastern Lightning, according to the church, is that Jesus has returned. So there's, again, there's God who's in heaven and there's Almighty God who came back to earth, right, and that's Lightning Dang. So God and Almighty God are two different
that's
beings.
No crazier than the Holy Trinity. That's no, exactly. Always confused me. Yeah. So they
it's part of now it's a whole
the refugees
square.
When they start to persecute right. them, they flee to South Korea, United States, Italy, France, Spain, Canada, and multiple countries. And so now they're freely operating without restriction. Right, yeah, so right. they can do all their crazy. I think they make award-winning films.
Yeah.
I fucking ran into a bunch of them trying to find documentaries. It's like, God damn, this is high fucking quality production right here. Yeah. And it's just like, I was about to use my shovel again and I stopped for a second.
Yeah. It's $1,000 per quilt, Carlos. Yeah. Handmade quality shit.
Handmade quality right. shit here. That's grandmother's right. quite the quilter. fingers hurt. Your back's going to hurt.
They believe that there are three ages. There was the age of law, which was the age of the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
There's the age of grace,
ooh,
which New was Testament. From when Jesus was born.
And there's the age of Bette Midler. It's right. really old. And what the fuck is wrong with you, Dave?
I'm telling you, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I didn't want to think it.
I like how Dave's getting shit for Bette Midler and I said Terry Crews. But, well, but Terry Crews, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the approval. Yeah. I thought it was going to be bad.
It's all. No. It's a little bit about physique, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Think so. Yeah. At the end of the day, Terry Crews would like be down with it and think it was funny, and the whole thing would be cool. Bette Midler, that would just be a bizarre set of circumstances.
What's the witch movie she's in? The
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, I watched that not too long ago.
Did you?
I did.
So you have a much fresher.
I did.
Bet yeah. in your brain.
Yeah,
than
I'm
I
not
do.
Eating anything out of her belly button.
But
you know much what? Fresher.
It's probably Ben the Ben Franklin theory. It's all plumped down there. Probably.
That's true.
Maybe
can't go wrong. So, you know what? That has ruined me because there was this 90-year-old dancer on America's Got Talent.
And you thought about...
No, I couldn't help but notice like she had like a dancing thing on.
So you got Stay Puft.
Wrinkly.
You got Stay Puft.
No.
You couldn't unthink it.
No, I got Benjamin Franklin. But I got wrinkly face, flappy fucking chicken wing KFD arms.
Yeah.
And fucking floppy titties.
KFD arms? What's that mean?
Like
what the fuck did that mean?
Kentucky wing arms, you know?
You said KFC.
KFD. Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying Dave has flappy arms. No. You just said.
It's a that's the way it came across. It's a byproduct.
That's right. You eat too much KFD.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
okay.
need flappy arms.
Yeah.
But her legs.
Right.
Looked
like
40 or 50 years younger than the rest of her body. And I was like, maybe fucking Benjamin Franklin was right.
You know what I noticed about Benjamin Franklin? His first name is Benjamin.
Like, Benjamin. He's been jamming frequently.
Yeah. He's been jamming old ladies.
Benjamin.
Yeah. He's been jamming. Benjamin.
Right. So there's
he's
the
been
age
jamming
of,
his Frankenbeans.
The age of grace is when Jesus was born up until God Almighty was uh-huh. born. Mm. And then the age of kingdom
yeah.
is what the return of God will bring to earth. So this is part of it. So
this is after fucking Lightning Ding Ding.
Yeah. So Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, according to them, in order to get the humans to be forgiven, but he fucked up and didn't go far enough, and sin still exists.
That sounds like some bullshit.
What else could you do besides die on the cross?
Well, Lightning Dang is going to.
I never understood how the dying on the cross cleansed the sins. Like, I never got it.
Just forgiven because he died on the cross.
It's the same magic of how Santa Claus makes
couldn't he have
every
like
house
lived on the
night.
Cross and was like his punishment like is forgiven.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have just shocked it. I would have shocked everybody's balls every time they did something bad.
Yeah.
Right.
And lived in a nice house.
Yeah.
And just stayed. Yeah. But
I'd have been like, wall. Hey, you know, I drank wine and ate pot stickers, so you could all be forgiven.
Exactly.
Like, why get on a cross at all?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not you're understanding. The son of God. You can kind of write the bylaws.
I think God could have just said,
yes,
hey, everybody for example, is hey, forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, sense. Regardless, Lightning Dang is back. So now in the age of
that's
kingdom,
my NASCAR. If I start driving NASCAR, I'm driving Lightning Ding takes the second spot in front of Sterling Marlin.
Can I be Lightning Dang a Hart Jr.?
You can be Lightning
yeah,
Dang
you
a
can.
Hart Jr.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So according to God, Almighty God's word, Lightning Ding, she said in a memorandum that went out to the church, my entire management plan, a plan that spans 6,000 years, consists of three stages, the age of law, the age of grace, the age of kingdom, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter the rest of the quote, but the fact is that she started with my entire management plan.
That sounds really modern. Very modern progressive.
Well, this is the new age.
A plan that spans 6,000 years.
He said, never mind the rest of the quote. Your mother's a whore, Trebek.
I just liked the management plan coming from God Almighty. So the other thing is they don't use the Bible. The Bible is Holy Scripture, et cetera, but that's for an old age. It doesn't apply anymore since
this new religion has objectives and key results.
I'm into this.
Right. They got spreadsheets and shit.
I've thought that, you know, you can't stone people anymore.
Right. Mm-mm.
You know, so we got to do away with the old.
However, she wrote a book called The Word Appears in the Flesh.
And 1 million words.
Yeah, 1 million words long, which is going to be roughly 1750 to 2000 pages.
Dave knows this. This is true.
Yeah. It's going to be
the Bible
the range. That's way bigger than the Bible.
The Bible's 2000 pages, isn't it?
No.
I don't think so.
I guess it depends on how big the font is.
I guess so. Yeah.
You're telling me something. I'm not, it's not calculating in my head here.
But yeah, she wrote a new Bible. Part of their thing, as with most cults, is end of the world.
Why couldn't it be like beginning of the world? Like, why does it have to end? Why can't it be the beginning of the new world? Like can't somebody else die? And then we have a new world again. Like it's all fresh again. Like everybody's good.
The savior from your demise is really like people cling to that. They're like, fuck, I'm going to die in this apocalypse. Or I could love the dragon lady behind the curtain. And then Lightning Dang, I get to live, man. Right. Well, Lightning Dang, I can't believe it. Stub your toe. Ow, Lightning Dang, that hurts.
For this meal preparation, we're preparing Lightning Dang. Yeah.
But in the apocalypse, the earth will not be annihilated. This is a quote from Lightning
Dang. This is new. I'm into this already.
The earth will not be annihilated, and the ones who are purified by God will be saved in the cataclysms of the last days and will live on earth forever.
There we go.
If you make it through the famine, the earthquake, fires,
you get through
war.
That stuff.
Yeah, but you're good, though. Lightning Dang will protect you. Yeah.
So they combat the Great Red Dragon.
Yes.
Oh.
That's there.
Isn't that heroin?
No.
Are you sure?
That's something dragon. Chasing the dragon.
I don't think it's the Great Red Dragon. But the Great Red Dragon is what they say was written about in the Book of Revelations, and they believe the Great Red Dragon is the Chinese government.
That's been speculated before.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's not just them. That's a term that's used in other
groups. So they're
Christian
Satan.
Groups. Yes. The Chinese government is Satan.
Satan.
Yes.
Yeah. Except for the skeletons.
You shut your fucking mouths.
So
hey, I'll fucking tell you what you're gonna tell me, okay? Hey. Don't fucking talk to me like that.
Calm down. Do you need a pillow? Calm down.
I don't need a pillow.
A pillow?
No, it's not a pillow. It's a pillow.
I thought he says pillow.
No.
Oh, you say pillow now?
Pillow.
I still think it's weird.
How do you say Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
It's pillow. Anyway.
Bette Midler. Plump nether regions.
It's a pillow. How are you supposed to say pillow?
It's all right, Brad.
Don't you eat with a spawn?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Speaking of, by the way, Jeremy Spawn went skydiving wearing his.
I saw that actually. Yeah.
Sofa King shirt.
Who's Spawn?
He lived.
He did, I guess.
So much for the publicity we could have gotten. Yeah,
exactly.
Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. Anyway,
who is
so,
local wait a podcast? Minute. What happened?
They don't even say his name. They just call him Sub King Podcast Fan.
Jeremy who?
Parrish's
Spawn.
Jeremy Spawn.
I call him Spoon, but
S-P-O-H-N.
Mm, that guy.
Yeah.
He didn't die.
No.
Fuck.
As far as I know.
We could kill him. and then he died in our shirt. Like, we could dress him up like Weekend at Bernie's and walk around with him for a little while.
That'd be dope.
Someone almost died in our shirt at the Vegas shooting. Allegedly.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Did they, though? But yeah. Did they?
6 inches to the left, man, it would have happened. That's how I heard the story. Yeah.
So... Okay, so here's the alleged evil deeds that the Lightning Dang has got the people to do. So the big one was the McDonald's murder. It's the one that made the most publicity, which is pretty fucking horrible.
Yeah.
What went down.
Did you watch this video?
McDonald's. No.
Oh, yeah, there's a video of that shit. Yeah. I'll
fucking pass on that.
Yeah, there's like five or six of them in there, like apparently proselytizing, asking for a woman's phone number. She refuses the phone number. And then they decide she's an evil demon and then beat the fuck out of her and stomp on her head until they kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean,
kind of joyfully, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that it went down.
Yeah, but when you're killing an evil demon,
yeah.
You have fun doing it.
Six people go in. They claim to be missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask for everyone there to give their cell phone numbers so that they could get future contacts about the religion.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, these are the guys you want to give your number to.
Right. And apparently everyone in the restaurant gave them their number except for this one woman who was on lunch break from where she worked. And
she was giving a fake phone number.
That's what everybody else did.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
555.
That's what I'm saying. This is the test. This is the test, right? She just got weeded out.
Yeah.
Right.
Like fucking, she's not.
They call you right away though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Then you're fucked. Like, I don't know. You must have missed I think if Mormons did this, like it would be much better. Like they walk up to your garage and, you know, can I talk to you about the word of God? And you're talking and you're like, no. And they're like, well, can we have your phone number? And you deny them the phone number and they fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Things are going to get real.
Yeah. That does change. Yeah.
People start seeing the Mormons walking around. Things are going to change. They're getting numbers.
So they call her an evil spirit. They stomp on her head for 3 minutes.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's got to be mush.
The ringleader said
it has to be.
Oh, yeah. From prison, the ringleader said, she was a demon. She was an evil spirit. So I beat her relentlessly and stomped on her head with my heel. She wouldn't let me have her phone number. And my daughter said she was no good. She told me to kill her.
Yeah.
We gave no thought to the law. We only believe in God. I felt good doing it.
He said he felt great as well. Like, yeah, he felt great.
Fuck. It was exhilarating.
Yeah.
So a teenage boy who was there who did it was too young to stand trial. The other five get arrested. Well, they all got arrested, but the other five, two of them were executed. One of them had life in prison. One of them got 10 years. One of them got 7 years. And one of them was too young to do.
I think if all of them stomped on the head, you all get like.
You would think.
Yeah. How is one person's lesser? Like, oh, you didn't throw her on the ground,
right,
so you get less
They were
time.
Screaming. I mean, I don't know. That was the problem with a lot of this shit is like, those subtitles could say fucking anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know what they're really fucking saying, but they were like, it was like, beat her to death, kill her, beat her, kill her, beat her to death. That's what the subtitles were saying when this woman was fucking screaming while the dude was just beating. Like, it was like a fucking, I don't know what he had. It was like a golf club or some shit. And then he started
It was a broom handle.
Yeah.
Fuck. It was actually a Lightning Dang.
Yes.
It was. Da 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 da.
Lightning Dang. I'm clubbing her.
Oh, they really gave her the McRib.
Yeah.
Man. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Whew. So
he's just the video of it. He's got a Coca-Cola shirt on. He's fucking river dancing.
Mick fuck it.
Yeah. Mick bash her head in.
Yeah. Mick demon.
Yeah, Mick demon. Mick beater.
You're making me mad.
You're making me mad.
You're making me mad. Fried rice and cheeseburger.
Oh, man. So another thing they did was apparently in 2013, they pulled the eyes out of a young boy named Guo's Jobin.
They couldn't pronounce his name.
And he later became famous for being the first successful person for getting new eyes.
So he got, I know. Look at Brad, has his arms held wide.
He got China eyes.
He had an ocular prosthesis surgery performed where they put his fucking eyes back in. No one said he could see though. Brad's doing the
don't call bullshit. Victory dance. Okay, my cousin
Brad just pulled
China
out a finish
eyes.
Line and he ran through the finish line just now and came back and sat down.
My cousin got China eyes. He went to China, traveled to China. He was blind.
Let's have him on a mini episode. Is he here? Does he live in Bakersfield?
No, he doesn't. But
of
I can get
course
him.
He doesn't. Your girlfriend from the Niagara
lives,
Falls
I
area
lives in Canada.
Brad, I've never seen Brad roll his eyes. Brad went Valley Girl, smacked his lips, turned his foot sideways, and rolled his eyes.
Anyway, if two clowns are done.
All right. So my problem with a couple of these, for one, like,
you know, your fucking problem is
what?
You're a douchebag.
I've Americanized, man. Fuck you, man. Is that like, who says that they were with the church? They said that they weren't with the church at the McDonald's
there
thing.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So he said he's from a separate thing, that they don't associate, that that's a different. He called Zawisha or whatever. It said it's a completely different organization.
Zawisha?
Yeah, Weisha.
Well, Zawisha, and that's what I was saying.
You are the cult that I never had, and I want to get to know you better. Zawisha. No?
Yeah, I was letting it go.
Yeah. I was too. Yeah. I was down.
No, and that's what I was saying, that the Eastern Lightning is a different sect from that cult. Like, they're not necessarily.
Well,
the
they were
same
saying
thing.
That they are the Almighty God, but they're not the Church of the Almighty God or something, that they're two
this
separate organizations.
Exactly.
And so they're
what
like,
you're saying is all Chinese people look alike.
Well, the guy that stomped
that's
the
racist.
Head, basically the guy that stomped
racist,
that girl's Brent. Head said he's not related to the other cult, that so, they're fake, and that they actually label them as evil spirits.
So
that they don't believe in the other cult.
So Brent starts off this episode with raping women.
Yeah.
And now he's being racist against Chinese people.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a couple notches on my shovel, man. You should see this fucking handle. It's wrapped in leather, too.
So then the yeah. big
vegans
thing.
Vegans hate you.
Yeah, they right weren't now. Grass-fed cows that made these fucking leather handles.
The thing that I saw that was, that I believe out of the, because yeah, those two, I can completely get behind saying we can't prove that they right. did it. I mean, we can't really prove a whole lot of it.
And the eye thing too, because this is the thing, it's a very opportunistic, like false flag China style opportunity, because after this McDonald's thing, they arrested 1,000 members of the fucking church.
Right.
Because it gives yeah. public justification,
and,
just like anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and like you're saying, China could have said, hey, we're going to do this. It's
right.
the false flag event.
Yeah. It could be
go
their
get
false
their guns.
Flags. That's
yeah.
what that's what I'm getting at. So I don't know. It could be.
Right.
There's a whole video about how it is a false flag event, but it is very poorly broken English. Like, I can't really tell. It's hard to take it serious because the validity of it is, it's cheapened by the poor quality of how it's right. done and how everything's expressed. So I have trouble.
So I'll post two links. There's an article from the Daily Beast that did really good reporting on it, and there's an article from
the Daily
Vice.
Beast.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn. Wait a minute.
That's
wait
the
minute.
Kind of paper you start right there. Yeah.
wait a minute. Where's this paper at?
It's an online magazine.
Is it very liberal?
No, it's just kind of crazy. It's kind of like Vice, but a little edgier.
I'm starting to call them the Devil's Den.
It's less reputable and more edgy than Vice. It started out much more edgy, fuck aroundy, but they started to get a lot of traction and they're doing a lot more journalism.
Have you read The Monthly Massacre?
No.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But in Vice, a reporter named Matt Shea did like a deep
really
dig
dark.
On him and went over there. And one of the claims was that the numbers vary between 30 and 35 leaders of various house churches were kidnapped on orders from Eastern Lightning, and that they were put through the fucking ringer. They were tortured. They were held captive for months on end. They had their ears cut off, all kinds of shit. And it's part of... Like that one event of the mass kidnapping is, according to this Matt Shea guy, like the tip of the iceberg. Like their policy is to send people to become a member of a congregation in a small house church, to use flirty fishing, sex, all kinds of shit, to get the entire congregation to join them, get their money, get their resources, get their support, separate them, spread them to other towns, and make them be, you know,
I bet flirty fishing works
members.
Really good in China. It's like a fish farm. It's like fishing yeah. a fish farm, because there's like yeah. one female to every like 100 men.
So one thing that I read was that the part of it was they would capture pastors and then take compromising photographs of them To blackmail them later,
right?
To which I thought, well, fuck those pastors,
because to try to absorb, you know, their,
because
their
you're fucking,
they must have done something bad.
But no, but then I read one of the pastors, and I believe the Vice article talked about it, said that he got drugged in his own church,
right.
And that he vaguely remembered that there were women throughout the night whispering Eastern Lightning doctrine into his ears.
Wow. He heard a silent whisper, "Puddin' pop." Bill Cosby's part of this.
But they ended up taking, like, they would basically drug good priests, put them in compromising positions, take pictures, and then blackmail them.
It's hard to hold the shovel, Brad. It's hard to hold the shovel, right?
Those
holding the shovel, you can't help it.
Those priests,
every grocery store,
probably
they did.
Oh yeah.
But so here's some of the stuff that they did.
They wanted it. They just didn't want to participate. So they had to help. That's all it was.
So they do flirty fishing and they have sex to get people in. They go into small towns and they release snakes painted with gospels.
What the fuck?
I didn't ahead of their arrival.
That's not like helping. That's not grooming me to join the church.
Right, and this is two episodes in 1 week where we have painted animals.
True.
So that doesn't happen very often.
These ones weren't paisley though.
No,
we always paint our animals here though.
They would break into people's houses and plant glow sticks.
For what?
I have no idea. They would plant glow sticks next to their version of the million word Bible. And then people, once they turned the lights out, would be like, why is it glowing over there? And then they would go over there and there would be a Bible, or there would be free cell phones. They would give people free cell phones with cell phone plans to get them to come to church. So if they weren't going to have sex, if it wasn't flirty fishing, it was flirty data plan.
You know what? The government's taking they're taking some ideas from this. They're like, everybody get free cell phones. They know they can get them on their side. You give them free cell phones.
And they're putting ads in there.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Sometimes they would kidnap important religious figures. And in one case, they kidnapped and beat a priest for days on end while they forced him to listen to Taiwanese pop music on a loop.
That shit would drive me crazy.
Yes, Clockwork Orange. Fucking, that was Clockwork Orange Chicken. I can't talk. That was a good joke if I could just say it. Clockwork
Orange Chicken. It still was good.
That was still a dope joke.
They fucking kung pao'd it into him.
they kidnapped one woman, and this was in the Daily Beast article. The Eastern Lightning members kidnapped a woman, beat her, whipped her, and they tried to tell her that the local religious leader was possessed by the angel Lucifer. And they beat her and she would scream. Then they told the neighbors that we have a mentally insane cousin staying with us from the country, so ignore the screams. Yeah. And they kept her and they kept beating her for 9 days. Eventually, she basically said, "You're right. Lightning dang.
Why don't you
Jesus.
Just do that at the
and
beginning?"
Exactly. And they let her go. And then she just said, "Fuck off."
Why wouldn't you do that? Like the first whip, like, pshaw, that hurt. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, yeah. She's Jesus.
I see the light.
She's Jesus. Yep. So, I agree. What's wrong with these Chinese people? They just fucking, no, I'm not giving you my phone number. Stomp the head.
There was a reporter, the reporter from Vice again, talked to, if I can find it, talked to, where is it? There was a priest from the States who was arrested, a guy named Dennis Balcombe, and he was arrested by the Chinese government because he was preaching. They thought he was Eastern Lightning. They let him go.
Right.
He ended up, which again speaks to how fucking hard it is in China, because he was just a preacher over there, like preaching Christianity, and the government arrested
him. They're supposed to be allowed to do it, but they were arresting anyone that did anything. So the problem was they were arresting innocent people if they just had any type of tie to Eastern Lightning, even if they weren't allegedly, beating and kidnapping people. If they just had admittedly been associated with the group, that's what makes me like kind of shaky on that and speculate that it could just be some government enforcement shit.
Well, I think it's all of the above, though. So this priest...
Yeah, they could be writing it.
Right. This American priest said, this is a quote from him, paranoia about Eastern Lightning has been growing since the December 21st Mayan prophecy. They were all into the 2012 Mayan prophecy, and they caused riots all over China.
I know, but so did fucking everyone everywhere for the Mayan shit. Sure. That's why I was like, the Mayan one's a fucking write-off.
Yeah.
They tried to like throw that on. The Mayan prophecy is not their fucking fault. Like,
no.
Everybody everywhere was fucking worried about that shit.
But the priest said, they're extremely violent and use sex to try to convert people. I've heard stories of Christians being burned, beaten, and told to kill their children. When they kidnap you, you usually don't get out for 6 months, and that whole time they're trying to brainwash you. They're like the mafia. They've extorted 100 million renminbi, which is $16 million, from poor rural people. They're well trained. It's like a criminal element infiltrating your church. He goes on and on. He talks about the fact that they offer like $25,000 to these house church leaders to bring their congregation over,
right.
And they do it because they're fucking poor. And then he also said that they train leaders over Skype so that they know exactly what to do. So the leaders in New York and so forth are Skyping in how to go and extort people and how to infiltrate these churches and get all their money, et cetera. And that they're more aggressive than ever before.
They just have a lead pipe and a Chinese cabbage patch. Yeah,
that's right.
Just fucking beating the shit out
after
of
they it. Beat you, yeah. They leave the little waving cat.
So the fucking,
this fucking, she prosperity.
That's, so how no, you know, that's how you know you're going to die. That's the fucking thing when you fucked up.
Instead of the horse head.
That's and right. The waving
instead
cat,
of the horse head in your bed, it's fucking the cat. Fucking cat thing on
with a glow
stand.
Stick.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And a fucking blow dart just hits you in the neck. Shunk.
So, damn it. So yeah, the Chinese government is definitely doing a fucking pretty ruthless crackdown on these people. But at the same time, the reporters that I read about who went in and did the investigation were like, no, these people are basically, they're like the mafia.
Right.
They're just, these small house churches have money, have income, and they're fucking doing racketeering, fucking protection rackets, like fucking.
They've even
the
moved into
over.
Like middle and upper class, like neighborhoods. They were getting like people with degrees and shit. Like, right. I think they recruited some like PhD. The main guy was physics.
Right.
He could have been a physics teacher at high school.
So I guess the thing is, the problem that I have with
physical
this
education
is that I don't think it's a cult. I think it's a religion.
Yeah. I think I was wondering too.
I'm confused because I thought they were the same thing.
No, there's a difference. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is, but somehow they've transitioned from a small group of freaky cultists doing weird shit.
Numbers.
Just numbers.
Numbers.
Like it's a legit
religion.
You have
4 million people.
Like now, I mean, that's almost Mormonism.
Some of it, saying that the prophet was born again and now lives in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, size wise, like there's 6 million Mormons in America.
And there's probably 10 million.
Exactly. Of the lightning dings followers
all running around.
My paranoia brain, because one of the things that I read that one of the articles said was that, there's strange funding sources that the groups in China are very well trained and very well funded, and no one knows where they're getting the money, the technology, the training, all the stuff that they need to be able to be infiltrating all these house churches in this organized fashion. And my paranoia had nothing to do with this church, and it had nothing to do with the communist government. It immediately had to do with the CIA. Right. I just instantly had to think CIA destabilizing regimes. If you've got this church that's infiltrating all
why
these churches through mainland China, and you're like getting the hearts and souls of all these people, and the Chinese government for some reason have an extra big heart on to shut this church down more than other churches, I instantly had to get my destabilizing regimes hat on and wonder if there's an outside source in that regard.
Do you think that,
or it's God,
that the population of China is more susceptible to that type of like suggestive brainwashing just because of the communist government?
Well, they don't have the information.
Well, I think there's like
multiple things. I mean, I think you're right. I think
the restriction of information,
the brainwashing. I mean, you're already in a culture that doesn't prize individuality.
Right.
In America, we prize the individual. Like you're rugged. You went and you staked
Thank
a claim
you.
And you fucking built your house, little house on the prairie status, blah, blah, blah. Like independence is key to our national mythos. In China, it is not.
Right.
In China, you're a noble person by being part of the whole fabric, right. Not being an individual, not being a loner. And that's not good or bad. That's just the way
it's
their
a strange
society
thing. I was
works.
Trying to like put myself in the position and empathize at all, but it was like videos of just all these people, and it happens in America, it's everywhere, but that's just like crying for Jesus. I just don't understand what the mentality behind it all is and how the emotional charge, like
it's
what is the connection, the bond
is
like
the whole. Some people have a hole inside them that needs to be filled right. with something, and that's it. Like that's what they find to fill
it's like
that
a purpose,
hole.
Meaningful. Yeah.
And that's how you find like myself, like we just don't have that.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? I don't need to feel like there's a bigger purpose. I feel like I'm okay with when we die, we're worm food. Right. You know what I mean? We go under the ground, we're dead. We won't even know it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's sad. That sucks. But I can't believe in a mythical, you know, we're floating on the clouds with Jesus walking on,
and then
you know,
again,
walking through the gates of the Jasper.
That could totally be the next
streets
level.
Of pearl and gold.
Ready
you know?
Player One, golden, pearly gates.
It could be. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I just have a hard time dealing with that.
When I'm a god, I'm doing it just to be funny. Just for so
I think
like, god
I think
it.
I think you could go
really is.
Yeah, and I really just don't understand the only way. It's just it just seems to be written by man,
right?
You know, because it is hearsay. You know, the Bible's written by somebody that supposedly talked to God, and then they use things to try and make it where, oh, well,
it's about control.
That's so God, that's so you can understand. Like, you can't understand heaven, so it's, you know, these are the greatest things that we have right now, you know, and that, I don't know. I can't. I think there's better things than what's described in the Bible. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
You don't want to go to war with the great red dragon?
I don't care. Like, if our goal, this is the thing. So the ultimate goal of religion is Christianity, you die and you go to heaven to fight a war against Satan.
No, you just chill.
No.
The angels are fighting. The angels are fighting the war.
No.
You're thinking of Satan.
Satan.
Yeah, that's a vegan Satan. Meat substitute.
Well, I fight that.
It tastes like
that
soy
should be
sauce.
Banned. Should be banned.
What did I say the consistency was? It reminded me of something.
Cum.
No. Much firmer than cum.
To me, it's like a...
You said.
No, I said it was like a pork chop. Like it was.
Dave doesn't
like
even know what a pork chop is.
Did I watch the cooking show the other day, and they had an entire... vegan butcher shop. I know that sounds crazy.
Remember when he told us that the turkey tastes like turkey?
He lied to us.
He fucking lied. We can't trust him with food textures and tastes.
But there was my point was at this vegan butcher shop, they made all these crazy sandwiches and shit too. It was more of like a vegan deli, but they had this entire butcher shop where they made every meat alternative, and it was in these big ass fucking things that were loaves, and they sliced it and shit, and they made all these badass sandwiches. And there was normal dudes with like John Deere hats going in there. He's like, "Hey man, I know vegan, but this shit's good." Like, he's like, "I get the pastrami," and I don't know. It didn't look like pastrami. Everything looked like what's the fucking meat that has all the little olives and shit in it?
Olive loaf?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say though. Pimento. I knew you were gonna say olive. Yeah, pimento loaf. All of the meat looked like that, pretty much. It was like this kind of weird, brittle consistency because they made it out of all this weird shit. You know what I mean? But everyone in that restaurant was fucking praising the shit out of it.
It don't taste like pastrami,
but
it's
good. Maybe
you want
to try it. Yeah. It didn't make me want to try it.
Hey, no.
Brad, you're not the boss of me.
You liked the Satan, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I like Satan.
I don't remember what I compared it to, though.
And that wasn't my best work. I've gotten a lot better at making it.
In the last 4 weeks? That was way longer than 4 weeks.
It was like December.
I can't tell time.
Have you ever... I have a suggestion for everybody.
Let's hear it.
So to look up like something, like take a word. No. I'm serious. Take a word. Or for example, I looked up the letter X, right?
Okay.
It sounds stupid.
Facts, right?
Right? Look up something you're interested in, but take a letter or take something that has some symbolism to it.
Right.
And fucking look it up and actually not just say like
branding, right?
What is So what is this, right? And look, actually research that shit because you find out some fucking weird
I am so
things.
Analytical. Like I drive people fucking crazy because I'd be like, I wonder what that is. And I just fucking mid conversation, I'm thinking about like who the fuck made the first sandwich for some stupid reason when we're just supposed to be talking about whatever. So I do that a lot. I haven't looked up X.
But actually research something that that means something to you, or like something you think, like, you know, oh, I'm Irish, Scottish or something, you know what I mean? Like look up and research a fact about something and actually research it. Fucking amazing what you can find. Like it is fucking crazy.
The more you know, star came across right now. Yeah. Just happened.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Deep Thoughts by Brad Taylor. All right. We ready?
Yep.
All right. So thank you to our sponsors. El Yucateco Hot Sauce is our primary sponsor. You can find them at the grocery store, the Mexican market.
Can you? Because some people can't find them.
On the Amazon. They're on the Ebi, aka eBay. Where it's fucking the internet's yard sale.
Don't buy food on the internet, people.
Go to the internet's
yard
sale.
Even if you're in Australia, just throw a boomerang and it'll come back to you.
It's shelf stable and don't expire for 2 years and comes in a hearty glass bottle that I can step on.
I can't support it.
I can buy it. I can't support me. You can support it, man.
I can't support it.
If I could stand on it, you can buy it. Elucateco.com. So also we do give away hot sauce. I've been switching over and getting hot sauce in there because I got the fucking flat rate mailbox, man. And I figured out just the right fucking width that that box barely bulges and they ain't called me on it yet. So I fit El Yucateco bottles inside those boxes and I've been making that happen. So we call it the hot box and I throw a bunch of other swag and stickers and stuff in there. You will have seen it posted in our group and on social media. Please participate on social media. That's a huge help for us on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on Twitter, whichever one you use, use it. And like Dave said, if you're not in the group, join it. There's a cool community around that. Also, thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can log on to printdirtcheap.com to see what goods they are selling. They have stickers, printed goods, banners, all kinds of shit on there, actually. You can use code SOFAKING to save some money. And thank you to Daily Own Graphics. They do our silk screening. They make our t-shirts. And we have those on our website at SOFAKINGPODCAST.com in our shop area. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They do our mugs, which are also available on our website at SOFAKINGPODCAST.com in the shop area. Anytime you order any of that stuff, I always throw extra stuff in there. So you're not just going to get what you ordered. I've been throwing out whoopee cushions lately. I'll just throw that out there. I think I mailed out 6 whoopee cushions last week, man. Nice. I switched from googly eyes to whoopee cushions, but it's been fun and I like doing that shit. I've also been doing the postage costs more than the prize. Patrice got the shitty paleontologist. So it was a sand screen, a shovel, and some plastic dinosaurs. Chris Drain got the Brony starter kit. And then a couple people, I can't remember who all got those, but a couple people got the Master of Disguise, which was the glasses with the nose and the mustache. And I saw them post them in social media. So
Chris Strain actually hit up Terry McGee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he heard he was down regardless of sex.
He was asking him about more, more advanced, brony, bronology.
Yeah.
They
call So, where was I at? I lost myself.
I don't know.
And I think I said Digital Creations. I did. Yeah. Social media. Yada, yada. And thank you to Dan Cameron Jiu Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs and apparel. And if you're in the area, it's a good place to train. Go check it out. Dan's a good guy. That's all I got.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You can check us out on the medias. Oh, shout outs. Potter and Love podcast convention. Go to pottern.love. We're going to be there August 10th through 12th. Well, we won't be there 10th through 12th, but we will be at the event. You can check out, the schedule at pottern.love. It's in
August 10th, 11th and 12th.
I think. And it's in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah. In the French Quarter.
I always want to say something else.
I have trouble spitting that out too.
Also, if you're a Redditor, go to r/SofaKingPodcast and join the conversation there. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at SofaKing Podcast. Our personal Instagrams are at SofaKing Brad, at SofaKing Brent, and at SofaKing Dave. Also, check out the Captain S _SK quotes and Hilgenfeld on Instagram. Give them some love. Give them some comments. Give them some likes. All that good stuff. Give them some follows.
I can't remember if I thanked Patty Larson last week for the Purple Rain shirt that I got.
I don't know.
There but I did now.
Thank you. He got the sweet shirt. He got the shirt that Mouth is wearing in the Goonies.
Oh, yeah. I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did. If not, you did now.
I did twice.
And if you like the show, if you're new, or if you just want to help out, or you're in a position to help us out, patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. You can go there and donate $1 or $50 or $10 or $1,000 if you're rich.
We mail out cool stuff. I just mailed out whiskey glasses and t-shirts and stickers and a bunch of stuff to the newest patrons. Gotta get some more shout outs done. I just fucking been super busy, but yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yep. The end song is Slam by Onyx. Don't be retarded.
Imitation, a figment of your imagination. But wait, it gets worse. I'm not